Despite the recent progress in cancer treatments, including emerging immunotherapies, breast cancer remains an urgent unmet medical need. In 2021, breast cancer indeed became the most common cancer globally. Cancer-related inflammation promotes the accumulation of myeloid-derived suppressor cells, which are further recruited into the tumor microenvironment. This defective myeloid cell development alters the differentiation and function of dendritic cells, which will then present impaired antigen presentation, driving T-cell transcriptional programs towards T-cell energy and exhaustion. Both myeloid-derived suppressor cells and regulatory dendritic cells were found within breast cancer and correlated to the decreased survival of these patients. Therefore, therapeutic advances rely on the development of multifunctional precision therapies able to target metastasis-associated pathways within the tumor site while also overcoming molecular and cellular drivers of tumor immune evasion. This exploratory project is built up on a long-lasting active collaboration between a multidisciplinary team of well-established researchers from the University of Lisbon, the University of Texas at Austin, and the Tel Aviv University to develop a novel multifunctional dual nanomaterial-based immunotherapy to re-educate host immunity against breast cancer by combining NP1, that is a nanoparticle targeting dendritic cell function and activation, with NP2, that is a nanogel targeting the immune suppression mediated by myeloid-derived suppressor cells to regulate tumor microenvironment cellular signature following the delivery of ibrutinib. The expertise of Professor Pepa's lab in engineering, nanotechnology, and mathematical modeling is being explored to advance the properties of novel bioresponsive materials for NP2 development, while Professor Florind and Professor Sachifainaru teams are exploiting their manuselated nanoplatform to trigger dendritic cell activation against breast cancer. The data presented in this poster includes the results of a preliminary study that confirmed the anti-tumor immune-mediated effect obtained by combining ibrutinib with our NP1 system, which is the manuselated nanovaccine. We are also presenting the swelling profiles obtained for two nanogels that will be further explored for the delivery of ibrutinib as NP2. The next steps include the characterization of the anti-tumor effect obtained in a breast cancer preclinical model following the combination of NP1 and NP2, and also to obtain further understanding on how they will regulate locally the destruction of tumor cells.